Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Round two. Name that tune, Michigan Edition. I have one. Hot Wings has two. Mate has two. Steve has one. Tommy getting shut out as we roll into round two.
Are you guys ready for tune and clue number seven?
Yes.
All right. If you're just now joining us, name that tune theme is Michigan singers and bands and such. All right. Fact number seven, or tune number seven and clue, whatever I'm trying to say. The opening lines to this song. Two trailer park girls go round the outside.
Oh, Tommy.
I'd like to finish this fact really quickly. Comes from a traditional Appalachian square dance song called Buffalo Gals. Free beer.
Eminem, The Real Slim Shady.
No. Listen no. Next.
Tommy.
Tommy?
Without Me by Eminem.
Yes.
Won't be trice. Real name. No gimmicks.
Ooh.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside. Round the outside. Outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
Marshall no more, they want Shady, I'm chopped liver. Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of me mixed with some hard liquor. Some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating. When I'm rocking the table while he's operating. You waited this long to stop debating.
So this song reminds me of the time I was rooming with assistant coach James Bankhead, who played college basketball and then was one of the assistants. James gave off that cool black guy energy, and he turned on MTV while we were rooming together on this road trip to Scottsbluff, Nebraska. This video came on. I didn't know anything about Eminem. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. I like this. And I said, I've heard of a couple of his songs. And he goes, yeah. I go, do people like him? And he goes, yeah, people love him. And I said, he's kind of like, this is embarrassing, Weird Al for rap. And he,
My God.
He humored me. But as life has gone on, I thought that James Bankhead must have thought I was the biggest cracker in the history of the world.
Yeah.
And yet, he still was kind to me.
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah. All those Grammys for best album that Weird Al has.
So stupid. God, I wish I wasn't so idiotic.
Did you then like snap your suspenders and say, well, off to work?
Might as well have. I don't know how I could have lost any more credibility at that moment.
Talk to you later. New episode of Family Matters is on.
Yeah. And then I might as well have asked him if he knew the dad.
All right. We continue on with tuning clue number eight. The title of this song is a real condition, but this singer changed the meaning to make it much more lustful in this song. With cats being women, and the song is all about sex and his rampant desire for it. Hot Wings.
Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I think he's not actually singing about cats.
Nah.
When I don't know where they come from, but they sure do come. I hope you're coming for me. They sure do it good. I'm that uniform frame. They give me cat scratch fever.
I like like how we enunciate this fever.
Yeah, pretty overrated as a guitarist, but as a thinker on government, nails it every time.
Yeah.
He's like the Weird Al version of Kiss.
No, he's like the Steve Irwin version.
Steve Irwin version.
Yeah. Okay.
Of rock and roll.
Like he hunts animals.
Yeah, yeah, but he sings about the facts of animals.
Good. It's a much better comparison.
Yeah, it's like Weird Al and Eminem, you know? It makes so much sense.
How exists three, Mate has two, Tommy has one, Steve has one, I have one. It's a miracle.
It is a miracle. And we continue on with Tune and Clue number 9. This is Name That Tune, Michigan edition. Now, you may have heard this singer earlier, but part of a different band, and the subject matter of the lyrics to this song are very rare for rock songs in general. The band's front man sings about nurturing a stable home life by marrying somebody who supports you, who keeps you steady as you go along in life together. Hot Wings.
Steady as you go by the Raconteurs?
Oh, no. You got a word wrong in there.
Free beer. Steady as she goes. The
yes.
Raconteurs. Damn it. I felt so good about that.
He played this when I saw him last week, and I about dropped my pants right there.
So there you have it. What do we learn today? Kelly has to go number 2 when she hears this song.
Settle down. Live a simple life in a quiet town. Steady as she goes. Steady as she goes. So steady as she goes.
All right. Got a few more.
Okay.
Which means that if you're not on the board yet, you've got chances. With Tune and Clue, number 10. This song describes a man and a woman who had everything, but they lost it because of their crazy lifestyle. After this song came out, the song title actually became a popular phrase used to describe a jet-set lifestyle. And it's misinterpreted completely from the actual meaning of the song because it's not supposed to glamorize this type of lifestyle, but be a warning about the dangers of drugs and alcohol and bad decisions. Hence to the line, there's lines on the mirror and there's lines on her face.
Oh.
Here's your tune, number 10.
Steve. The Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane.
That's right.
Yeah. Glenn Frey from Detroit.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Stuff.
All right. We continue on with Tune and Clue number 11. A choral version of this song was created for the 2024 movie Deadpool and Wolverine. It's when Deadpool is offered a place in the Marvel Cinematic Universe by the Time Variance Authority, but instead recruit the variant of Wolverine to save his universe from extinction. The Time Variant machine is so dang strong, it rips Wolverine's shirt right off. And I don't know who thought of that scene, but they're out here doing the Lord's work, if you know what I mean. Here is your tune, number 11.
Hot Wings.
Life in the fast lane.
Like a prayer, Madonna.
Like a prayer. Damn it.
Oh, Steve ties it at 3 with 1 on the board.
That scene in Deadpool Wolverine is so good.
It is.
I hear you call my name, and
Pepsi real bad.
Make me want a Pepsi real bad.
This debuted in a Pepsi commercial.
That's right. When you call my
name, it's like a little bell. That's right. Everything's on fire. Isn't there like burning crosses and everything?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Everything's crazy. Oh, Madonna. And then there was one.
We only got time for one more?
Oh, do you have more than one?
I got three more.
Then we have time for all three.
Yeah!
Heck yes! Tune clue number 12. This song tells the fall from grace story of a young star struggling in the limelight and how when the curtain falls, they go back into
Maitland.
The fake shallowness of Hollywood. Maitland.
Greta Van Fleet, When the Curtain Falls.
And Maitland got three. Stuff.
Yes. Okay. All right. We've got two more, and these are worth 5 points apiece. Yes.
Whoa, that's a lot of points.
I know.
We got a tight race. Many. Tommy's got one. I have two, and then everybody else has thrice.
Dang. This could put somebody in the lead who ain't there yet. Tune and clue number 13. And this song, this singer has been crying, and she is lonely for her man. All her smiles have turned to tears, but those tears won't wash away her fears. Her man is never going to return. And those tears won't ease the fire within her that burns. Here is your tune number 13. Wings.
Come see about me, Diana Ross and the Supremes.
That's right.
See about me. I need the line. I've given
up my friends just for you. My friends are gone and you have to know these.
All right, we got time for one more.
We do.
Some call this man the King of Rock. And in this song, he raps about heading west to conquer California.
Maitland.
Free beer.
Kid Rock Cowboy.
That's right.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west with real women, come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint. Buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid, rock it up and down your block. Go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a
flat real line.
Chilling the most, then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars. Get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip to Tijuana, I wanna roam. Find old town, tell the fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons. And set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid Rock and I'm the real McCoy. And I'm heading out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby. With a top neck back and the sunshine shining. Cowboy, baby.
Alright, this is our sing-along on Saturday night.
Riding at night, cause I sleep all day. Cowboy, baby. I can smell a pig from a mile away. I bet you'll hear my whistle blowing when my train rolls in. It goes
like dust in the wind.
was lost, but now I'm just blind. Palm trees and weeds, scat bees and rice.
That was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I feel like
when I sing along with that, I give off Chris Parnell vibes from the Lazy Sunday Sunday video. You don't belong in this video, sir.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.